now that your starters are basically done until you get ready for Seattle next week, where do you think you guys stand as far as getting ready for Seattle in that group?
Well, you know, I liked a lot of the things that we did against the Broncos. You know, we had really the plays that led to their scores. You know, we had two third down conversions, which we had mental errors on. And then we had a mental error on the touchdown run. But other than those three plays, you know, there was an awful lot of good. You know, I thought that, you know, they hit a couple runs on us, which it was good to see because, you know, they did a good job on that stretch, pulling the guard and the tackle out there and got a couple runs on us there. But I think you take those runs away. And then a couple times the quarterback scrambled, you know, where we've got to do a better job with our rush lanes. We had good coverage. But, you know, we played very well in adversity situations. They took the ball over four times in our field, and we won three of the four. You know, we won two of the three short yardage. You know, we had the third and one, the fourth and one stop down there where they were in very, you know, easy field goal range. You know, we had a four-minute stop at the end of the game. I thought our third and fourth down play was good. Other than those three conversions, I think that, you know, we had mental errors on. We ended up with three sacks. You know, they had a 76 quarterback rating. So, you know, our goal is always to try to get the opponent under an 80 quarterback rating. But I thought our play style, for the most part, you know, I liked the way our guys flew around. You know, obviously the two takeaways, but we had an opportunity really for, you know, another interception where Marvin made a nice break on the ball. And had he intercepted that one, you know, it would have been interesting to see because I think we would have been in position to score points. And we had the ball on the ground three times that we didn't get. So that's what we have to do. We have to continue to work. You know, when guys are flying around, if you can get the ball out and get the ball on the ground, we just got to find a way to, you know, come up with those balls. And it could go from a two takeaway game to you know, four or five takeaway game, which is what we're looking for.
You've talked about the importance to stay healthy at outside linebacker with Clay and Nick. Add in Jerome in his back. How concerned are you overall about the health status of that position right now?
You know, I think all those guys will be back and be available. You know, I think, you know, we're being cautious right now, you know, with, you know, Clay, Nick, you know, and Jerome, you know. But, I don't think there's anything real significant, you know, with those three guys.
Do you have enough talent there right now, do you think?
You know, I feel like those guys can play. You know, I think, you know, Jerome and Fackle's been around here now a year. You know, Jerome's been around here, 3 years? You know, I think Nick and Clay both, you know, have good ability, okay, to go out and make plays for us on defense. So, you know, Vince, we haven't had a chance to see Vince, you know, out there yet. So hopefully when he gets the green light, you know, we'll go to work and try to see where he is.
In all the years you've done this, and I don't know what Ted and Mike are going to decide with Beagle, you know, maybe they put him on pup and he misses the first 6 weeks. Maybe they put him on the 53 and you guys figure it out from there. But have you ever had a guy who didn't do anything through the entire training camp, but then you had him on your 53 and you had to figure out a way to get him ready? I mean, you know, as much as you guys like him, I'm sure he hasn't taken a single snap with the team in practice even.
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on the individual. You know, what kind of job they've done in the meetings, okay, paying attention to everything. So, you know, some guys pick things up quicker than others. You know, obviously sometimes you're forced to, you know, put a guy on a quick course, you know, to get him ready. So, you know, we'll just have to see how this, you know, all works out. So the most important thing is, you know, that Vince is totally healthy and ready to go so we, you know, don't have any setbacks.
Dom, does Ha-Ha look any different to you? I know he didn't play that many preseason snaps, but after the way he elevated his game last year, what do you see from him right now? What's your feel for him?
Yeah, you know, I think he can take another step this year. You know, you saw him come up with the takeaways last year. You know, he's a physical player. One thing about Ha's is he's been able to stay on that field. You know, I mean, he played the most plays of any defensive player last year, which is encouraging. I think he's got a good grasp of the defense and can give us good leadership. You know, I mean, I think he, he sets a high standard for himself, and guys like that normally, you know, they continue to push themselves to advance their game, and so, you know, I'm excited about our safety position, you know, because I think we've got more depth there. You know, last year you saw Kendrell Bryce and Marwin Evans play a lot of football for us, okay, at critical times. And so I think those guys have grown from their game experience, whether it be, you know, the last game of the season to win the division, you know, those guys were out there playing and then in the playoffs. And we hadn't planned on playing Marwin, you know, in that championship game. And KB goes down and he's done after the opening kickoff. So, but those kind of things. And I think both those guys have had good camps and a good preseason so far. And they'll end up getting some more opportunities probably Thursday night. But I like our depth there. You know, we're probably as deep in that position, I think, as any on our defense.
Diamond showed a lot of different defenses. You've got a ton of different personnel combinations you can use all over your defense. When do you know, you know, what your personality is going to be? Is that going to take a little while, given everything you've been trying?
Yeah, I think it will. You know, that's something that you kind of have to experience, okay, from week to week to see where you're going, and then you kind of get a little clearer direction. But I think you have to have a wide variety of things, okay, to choose from, so you just don't get pigeonholed into one area and then you got to do something totally new. But I think we've had good repetitions on a lot of different packages, and then we just have to decide, okay, you know, kind of what we're going to hang our hat on. You know.
With base defense being played less and less as teams throw it, you know, more and more often around the league, how does sort of the old school traditional nose tackle fit into 3-4 defense in this era?
Well, you still need a big guy in the middle of that defense. I mean, I think if you don't have a guy in there, okay, you're going to see those run stats start to go up. And one of the hardest things in terms of calling a game is if the down and distance is always in the favor of the offense. You know, I like in the first three preseason games, I think we've played pretty good run defense. You know, there's been, like I say, last week a couple runs popped out of there. We'll get squared away. But that's where everything starts, because then now it puts you in more predictable situations. And if you can't stop the run, you know, there's still teams that are going to, you know, they're going to be committed to running the ball. And so you've got to be able to try to make the game as one-dimensional as much as you possibly can, I think.
Two more for Dom.
Are you concerned about the corners? And have you seen a player that's made enough progress that's been a pleasant surprise for you this spring or summer?
Well, you know, I think obviously we haven't had a chance to see Devon because of his hamstring. But he was back out in practice today, you know, which is encouraging, because to me the most important thing with him is we have him healthy heading into the season. So you don't want a corner, okay, that's nursing a hamstring, you know, heading into the season. I think we've gotten Kevin a lot of good reps, and Kevin's like any rookie. You see his ability show up. I mean, he made a really nice play on the practice field today, you know, down in the red area, you know, breaking up a ball. You saw him the same thing in the Denver game, you know. I mean, you know, he missed a couple tackles, but I think all that. So you see Kevin's ability, you know, and we just have to continue to work with him. And he's got length. He can get up and get his hands on people. I thought Demarius Randall, you know, played really well in the game. That was encouraging to see him, you know, get up and challenge receivers. And, you know, again, they got a contested ball in there on him, but we didn't get any pressure, you know, on a blitz that we called. But I thought he tackled well. You know, on KB's interception, you know, he had tight coverage coming down and the ball was, you know, thrown over the receiver's head, you know, in the middle of the field. So that was encouraging, seeing D go out and get a good performance in the third preseason game. And then, you know, the other guys have gained some experience. So, right now, you know, heading in, I think, you know, we've got more depth there, you know, with the addition of Devon and with Kevin. And now it's just a matter of getting those guys working together.
Along those lines, though, Dom, assuming Devon's starting for you, you're going to go into Seattle with your starting secondary not playing a single game snap.
Is that
a problem?
No, that happens sometimes. I mean, you just have to adjust and go with it. You know, we're going to put out there what we feel is the best combination of guys. Uh, You know, so to me, with Devon, the most important thing is to get him healthy so he's not going into the season, all right? What you don't want is one of your top corners, all right, with a hamstring issue, you know, heading into the season.
Dom, I don't want to discount Dean at all, but just seeing Kenny and Mike out there Saturday night, in what ways do you think Kenny's emergence can make things easier for Mike and help him, help supplement what he does? And how good do you feel that that duo can be together?
You're talking with Kenny and Mike? Yeah, I like them both. I mean, you know, Mike's obviously proven what kind of player he is. You saw he had a couple pass rushes, you know, early in the game. You know, he just ran over the guard, you know, and got a quarterback hit. And then later on in the third down where we put him down over the center, you know, and he just bowled the center, you know, right back into the quarterback. So those are the kind of things Mike can do because he's so powerful, you know. And Kenny, you know, I think Kenny continues to make progress. You know, I'll be excited to see Dean back in there because I think Dean, you know, was having a good training camp and good preseason. So feel real good about where those three guys are.
Hey, Dom, real quick. You know, you were a head coach twice, and so you've done the final cutdown thing. I'm just wondering, all coaches talk about how difficult it is. What was that experience like for you, and did you come up with anything? I mean, these guys are all going to be crestfallen when they get the bad news, but did you find anything in all those years as a head coach that made it a little bit less awful or anything that you went to as a go-to?
Well, you know, to me, it's the hardest thing you have to do, you know. And it's doubly hard if you have veteran guys that you've been with, that you've had a relationship, you know, what kind of contribution that they've made, all those things. I think you have to be a man and you have to look guys in the eye and you got to be honest. In terms of your evaluation of them and what their opportunities, whether it would be here, you know, down the road or with another team and those types of things. But there's no easy way about it because you've been with these guys, you know, a lot of them for a period of time and you get to know each other, you know, in a meeting room on a practice field. And the hardest thing is when guys are trying, you know, they're giving you everything they have and yet it becomes a numbers game. And that's the business side of things that is extremely difficult. To me, it's the single most difficult thing, you know, in terms of being a head coach.